because it insults my intelligence. It makes me very angry.
I've always talked about in my journey of podcasting about the things that, the self-reflection things that all of us sometimes are afraid to do, to admit, to acknowledge, to understand. Why is it that we exude negative behaviors? Why is it that we act a certain way? Why do we get angry all the time? Why are we short-term tempered? Why are we so controlling, right? Why are we so jealous? Why are we all these different things that we all have and know that it's part of who we are, but we never really dig deep into the root cause of that, right? And for me, I realized that a lot of my negative feelings come from expectations that are never realized. Not expectations of myself, but expectations that I place on other people, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's dating. Whenever you are in a position of thinking or hoping that something is going to work out with somebody or an experience is going to be had with somebody, that they will deliver. Because on your end, you know you're going to deliver whether you want to or not. Once you make that commitment, that's the kind of person I am. Once I make a commitment, whether I want to go or not, I will be there or I will be a part of it. That's part of who I am as a person, because when I give you my word of being available, being there to help you, being there to whatever it is, I'm going to be there. Because that's just how I'm built, right? And what you realize in life as you go through all these experiences is that not everyone's like that. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are not like that. And a lot of it is because they are not able to just say no. And it's weird because, like, let's just kind of put it in dating, for example. Like, if a girl is talking to you and no matter what, you know, no matter what status it is, and there's an expectation that is mutually agreed upon, and for whatever reason, let's say we say we're going to go on a date, and all of a sudden, last minute, I'm like, you know, I don't feel like going. Let me make up some bullshit excuse, right? Like, I hate that, because it's not necessarily about you not wanting to go, which at this age is funny, because, like, at this age, I let people know. I'm like, look, I know how flaky people are. So if you want to be one of them, you can be. Just don't lie to me about it. Just don't come up with some bullshit that I'm better off you telling me, listen, I'm just having second thoughts about our date. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and just scale back. Let me go ahead and nothing against you. I think you're a great guy, but there's something in me that doesn't make me want to move forward with meeting with you, with having dinner with you, with going to the movies, whatever it is. And you know what? I respect that so much. I've only had one woman ever in my life that I've known in the realm of relationships that has done that. And I was willing to date her again. I mean, it didn't work out, but the fact that she was like up to me, she said, you know what? I would love to see you. I would love to hang out. I would like to see where it goes, but my heart is somewhere else and I'm not going to go through with it. I just can't. I just can't see it. And I was like, you know what? Awesome. Thank you so much. Like, it's like such a breath of fresh air to be respected as a person, to be known that I'm not going to give this person a bullshit excuse. You know, I'm not going to tell this person, because I don't. I mean, that's the biggest detriment to me when it comes to dating, is that I had another friend tell me this just recently. They were like, dude, like, you got to, like, hold back on, like, people are not ready for your full transparency as you are. Like, you have to slowly feed them. And this is not the first time I've heard that. But, I you know, it's hard for me because I don't want to waste anyone's time. So if you're not with it, if you're telling me, hey, listen, I don't want to fuck, but it's got to take a while. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay, but don't string me along to thinking that it can happen tomorrow, it can happen next week, or it can happen whenever, right? Like, don't do that. Like, just the lack of honesty, you know, you have that also with family. I mean, I have that with friends all the time. Like, there are friends that I just couldn't realize how selfish they were. And here I am placing an expectation on them to be the same way as I am to them. So when we go on these trips, the priority is to each other as friends, as a brotherhood. But they don't do that. You know, they don't make that commitment. Or if you want to support them, you want to support them and their family and their loved ones because you love them so much. They don't reciprocate that back. And what happens is over the course of time, you get heartbroken after heartbroken after heartbroken. And you start getting mad. You know, you start getting bad. It's like when you go get a massage and you're thinking it's going to be like a woman. And then all of a sudden a dude comes out. Or they do like the whole switcheroo. And you're like, wait a minute. I wanted a girl. I don't want no dude. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Well, that wasn't my expectation. I wanted a female to touch me. Okay? I wanted a female to dig her elbows on my calves. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a dude. If I want a dude and I call for a dude, then, you know, I'm expecting a dude. So, I don't know why I went into that, okay? But but you see, my whole point is that you have a landscape. And the years that I've been single and the years that I've been out there talking to people and engaging in this new mindset, you realize that people are not able to expose or showcase their truth. And it's okay. Like, it's like, I understand if you're going through certain things. I understand if you're unstable. I understand if you're having a bad day. I understand all of that, but convey it to me. So, because, and that's something that's always gone back to me. I'll never forget, like in college, after my freshman year, man, redshirt freshman year, I was easily top five player in the league, in the team, easily. Just versatile, just a hybrid. For my size, able to do the things I was able to do, I was like, dude, I should be playing more. But the coach gave me a hard time. You know, he didn't recruit me. I wasn't one of his guys, and I had to earn his trust. And the way he did that was through punching me really hard, you know, like not physically, but just, you know, theoretically speaking. He made my freshman year miserable in college, so much so that during the summer, I said to him, you know what, if I'm going to deal with this torture chamber, I have to like stay at home and save my money, because I was paying for my own school. Like the first few years in college, I paid for myself. Yeah, I would get you know, certain loans and stuff like that. So I had loans. So I was like, dude, I don't want to accumulate loans like I have now and just stay home. And I reached out to the coach. I said, coach, listen, I know it was, he even admitted, he's like, I know I gave you a hard time. Definitely room for you next year, okay? Let's get it. And I'm like, okay, coach, no problem. But listen, coach, here's the deal. I am planning on, if you're not able to give me a scholarship, I plan on staying off campus because I don't want to pay my student loans, okay? And he looks at me and he goes, yeah, absolutely. I'll take care of you. No problem. I'm going to work on that for you. Meaning that my expectation was he was going to work on it. He was going to deliver or at least give me an update that he couldn't do it. But guess what coach did? Coach never, ever told me himself. And I would see him every time and I would say, coach, what's the status on that? Oh, don't worry about it, man. We're working on it. Next thing you know, I'm having phone calls from other coaches and boosters and people that know me indirectly telling me that, hey, man, coach can't do that for you. Coach can't, he can't get you on a scholarship. You're going to have to tough it out and don't worry about it. You keep working, they'll take care of you. The fact that it wasn't him telling me directly as a man, as a person, and that was what drove me to quit. I said, okay, you're going to fucking do me like that, motherfucker? Well, I'm going to do you like that. And I quit on the team for a year. I ended up coming back, but I quit last minute because I'm petty like that, because all I ever ask for is for people to be transparent, to be honest. There's a reason I don't talk to my sister, because she can't be honest and transparent with me, like keeping it real, right? Like not only keeping it real with how she feels about me, but like her flaws as well. So there's friendships like that that I have. There's relationships, dating relationships that it's like, I understand. Like, even when I, you know, fucked around with married women, like, I understand that I'm collateral damage, meaning that if you're fucking around and you're a man and you all of a sudden have a change of heart and you want to go back to him, okay, that's what happens. I get it. Or like, if I'm dating you, but you're not letting me know that you're with somebody, which that happens all the time, where they have their heart on somebody, but because that person has cheated on them or is just a drunk or an abusive person, they're just emotionally checked out and they just want to see what's on the other side of the fence. I get it. Like, I get that whole spectrum of it, but don't use people. Like, don't use me. Like, just be straight up with me. I'm okay if you have a change of heart. Just be honest, because the least I deserve, I feel, and people deserve, is honesty. Whenever you are invested, whenever I'm invested in somebody, you have to, I would say it's mutual, right? And what happens is a lot of times someone's very transparent, very honest, very direct, very giving, and the other person manipulates that gift. That's why we have so many people that are in trauma and never move forward. And we're all part of creating this experience in life, right? That we are trying to be good to each other, but the world isn't good to us back. So how do you deal with it? And, you know, I know when it comes to the level of expectations, like even my daughter, like, not doing good in school. She's already bombing F and D's. And then she's telling me, like, yeah, everything is great, Dad. Everything is good. I mean, she has an F in theater. So I just let you know. Like, you know, I just let you know that at this point, I can get attached to the expectation of I want her to get A's and B's. And I'm like, no. Like, if she wants to fail, if she wants to learn life the hard way, that's what she's going to do. Because she has been reminded that mom and dad are here to help her. Mom and dad are ready to help her with schoolwork. If you got to go to tutoring, there's tutoring available after school. You have weekends to work on your stuff, right? So you have, that's an initiative that she has to take. So I tell her, you're lazy. And until you show me you're not lazy, I'm going to call you that. And, you know, my parenting may not be for everyone. It may not be what everyone thinks. But when you realize that you can't place your expectations on other people and expect them to deliver, like, you're creating so much heartache. Like, you're creating so much extra noise internally, because that drives you nuts. Like, drives you, like, why isn't this person this way? Why isn't mom this way? Why isn't dad this way? Why isn't my husband this way? Why isn't my girlfriend or my boyfriends or my friends this way, right? None of it. It doesn't make sense. And you start getting angry and frustrated, and then it just comes out. Then that negativity comes out, and you yelling and fighting and being resentful and then doing shit to them because, okay, you fucked me, I'm going to fuck you over, right? And those are things that when I realized that an expectation that was talked about wasn't met by a person, no matter the label, whether you're family, whether you're a partner or a friend, I detach from the expectation. And I let them know. I'm like, hey, I hear you. You do you. Like, I'm here for support. I'm here to make sure you do things right. If you want, I just shoot the shit. But now this is a reset. And I think for people that are not used to being direct and are not used to being transparent, that are not used to being a certain way, it's a very hard shift, because I think people are not able to deal with the disappointment of their decision. Like, I don't want to let my friend down. Like, if I don't want to go and he wants me to go and I know he'll be hurting if I don't go, I still got to let him know. I know it's going to hurt, man, but I can't do that for you. And I wish people did that. I wish that people that come into your life and people that you talk to can be very direct and very honest about what it is they've been experiencing and why they were the way they were with you. And I think you move on from it. And I think it's a beautiful thing when you're able to do that for yourself. But if you're the one, the recipient of people breaking their promises or people not delivering, you have to detach from the expectation. Excuse me. You have to detach from the expectation of an outcome with that person and with a scenario. And what you realize is that, hey, life is good. Like, on to the next chapter. Classic of key, just working that thing like Bobby.